What other trials are you doing yourself right now?
We have another trial at our institution in stage 3 disease, okay? And what we're doing is doing cisplatinum and pemetrexate with radiation. And again, this trial was written before the HOG results, and we're doing docetaxel consolidation. But pemetrexate is another drug that can be given full dose with radiation, and I think it is an up-and-coming drug in lung cancer and may be the drug to use in stage 3 disease. Now, interestingly, we decided to keep the docetaxel consolidation because maybe, you know, it's a different chemotherapy being given with radiation, and maybe this is good. There was actually an interesting study that was presented at ASCO. Well, we didn't get to advanced disease, but it was in metastatic disease, yep. And they were using the docetaxel early rather than late. I guess you could call it early second-line treatment rather than late second-line treatment, and those patients seemed to do a bit better. The disease was under control for a longer period of time, so, you know, there probably is something to this, I think.
So what data do we have right now about pemetrexate in stage 3 disease with chemoradiation?
There's studies that are ongoing right now. I know that there's a Canadian study that is ongoing, and I thought Dr. Vokes also had a study with pemetrexate, I think with carboplatinum and radiation.
What do we know right now? What's been seen up to this point?
It's too early. It's too early.
Where do you see it heading? I've heard a lot of enthusiasm about this, that maybe patients are going to get through it better.
Our trial is early, but in the patients we've treated, it's been quite tolerable. You know, I can't tell you anything about survival because I don't know that yet.
How many people have been treated?
In our trial, I think about 12 so far.
That's a fair number.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all at your center?
That's right.
And, I mean, 12 patients should be enough to kind of get a feel for overall what the experience is
like. The experience has been that it's very, very well tolerated and concurrent with radiation, and you can give full dose.
What is it that you're not seeing that you see with this cystopicide?
What am I not seeing?
When you say it's more tolerable or very tolerable,
they feel better.
Specifically?
They feel better.
Just generally?
Yes. And they are able to get through the entire treatment without dose reductions generally. You know, the cystopicide radiation is actually pretty well tolerated as well. I mean, I think the question comes up as to which is a better combination.